Last Monday's council agenda package included a report from the Ontario Ombudsman. The February 20 cover letter instructed, "The city should make my report available to the public, and we ask that this be done no later than the next meeting of council." And council followed that instruction on Monday evening. Item 12.2 on the agenda. The Ombudsman's report resulted from the investigation of three complaints about closed session meetings held on January 12 and 30, 2023. The complaints alleged that the topics were taken into closed session improperly. The report states the investigator reviewed records and interviewed participants and noted, "My office received full cooperation in this matter." Two of the three complaints were determined to be not warranted. However, about one of the three closed meetings, regarding the city's organizational chart, the Ombudsman said, "The first part of the closed session discussion about the organizational chart did not fit within the personal matters exception and should have been held in open session." Council could have realistically received the information about the organizational chart and staff roles covered in the first part of the discussion in open session, and then moved into closed session to hold the second part of the discussion about reorganization. According to the report, the council disputed that finding after reviewing a preliminary report from the Ombudsman. January 30, 2023 closed meeting about 255 Highway 108. While not related to the topic of the complaint, the report brought forward information on a matter about which Elliott Lakers have been asking for more transparency. 255 Highway 108 is the vacant lot beside Tim Hortons. In late 2022 and early 2023, it was a matter receiving considerable attention from Elliott Lake residents. At the time of the 2022 municipal election, it was believed there were two proposals on the new council's table, proposals for a second, in-town hotel. The new council insisted there were three items. That became clear when it came up at the first regular meeting of the new council, November 28, 2022. Councillor Norman Mann said, "Thank you, Your Worship. I guess it's probably appropriate to move an amendment for this item at this point. I realize that the matter to go into closed session is 7.10, however, as the council is aware, there is actually a third expression of interest. So, I just want to make it clear to the community that we're not discussing two items tonight regarding this. We'll be discussing three. So, I would move that three items be discussed in closed session on this report, and also move Ombudsman's report, two proposals." The Ombudsman's report received Monday, reports, "The clerk told my office that council discussed two proposals from potential land purchasers, as well as financial information related to a geotechnical study of the land. The closed session minutes record that council provided direction to staff with respect to the proposals." And another report paragraph also mentions two interested purchasers, but it does not mention a third expression of interest. To read part 2 of this article, please click here.